Hello, this is Justine Foster bringing you an overview of INTC 2610, Instructional Technology with Sharon Faith. Google Doc,
Audacity,
MOOC,
iPads,
Prezi,
Blogger,
Jager, Hangout,
Apps,
Google Drive,
Google Doc,
Twitter,
Automatic,
Flip Classroom. There are many tools available now that I can teach toward the visual learners we have in classrooms today. Presentations can be more visually appealing by using things like Animoto, a Web 2.0 tool that takes your pictures, videos, along with music in a fun slideshow, or by using Prezi.
Ever get tired of your old PowerPoint software and want to spice up your presentation? Prezi is your answer. It can take boring and dull slides and instead create exciting, zooming presentations that involve creativity. It can link together ideas and show how they are related, along with showing the big picture.
The flipped classroom has been a big topic, and the whole idea is that instructions and lectures are delivered online, outside of class, and homework moves into the classroom. Instead of the teacher taking center stage, they are more the facilitator that guides the student through activities in class. Educational technology is definitely influencing and making this possible. The availability of video and access to technology is paving the way for the flipped classroom model. Teachers can use software such as Jing to record their lessons at home, using their voice and visuals to bring the lectures to life. Jing takes videos of what the user sees on their computer screen, along with their voice, and this can be shared instantly with their students. On a larger scale, we have what is called MOOCs. They are massive open online courses, and these are college professors broadcasting their courses to a worldwide audience. I have actually done a Google Hangout explaining more in depth what a MOOC is, and this is a perfect example. Google Hangout can also be used as a way to collaborate ideas and talk with other professionals, or even broadcast a lecture to students. There are many useful things out there for organization reasons, like Evernote as an app, Blogger to share your past reflections and keep them all in one place, Google Drive to keep several different documents and spreadsheets. Google Drive has increasingly become one of my favorite tools. It is free, easy to use, and accessible anywhere. It can be used for collaborations in class, and it eliminates the need of papers. Students can share assignments directly to the teacher or with each other. It is very versatile because it can be used to create questionnaires, spreadsheets, graphs, slideshows, and documents. There is also what is called Google Site, and this is completely customizable and very easy to use. It can include your blog, different pictures and videos, anything you wish to share, and make all of it personally tailored for you. I have really enjoyed using all of this, and I look forward to what is in the future. Thank you.